Welcome back to DNB College. Today we're taking a pirate radio phrase and turning it into a proper DNB transition tool. Not just a sample slapped on top of the track, but a sliced, swung, jungle-flavored bridge that actually drives the arrangement forward. This is especially useful in 8-bar intros into drops, 4-bar pre-drop lifts, second drop switch-ups, and DJ-friendly outro moments. The goal is simple. Keep the energy moving, add character, and make the section change feel intentional. Because in drum and bass, a good transition does more than fill space. It shapes the groove, creates tension, and gives the next section more impact. Start with the right source. You want a short pirate radio phrase, maybe spoken word, MC chatter, broadcast noise, a laugh, shout, or a little coded vocal line. Something with rhythm inside it. Drag it into an audio track and judge it while your drums are playing, not in solo. That matters a lot. A sample can sound sick on its own and still fail the moment the kick, snare, and break come in. What you're listening for first is natural rhythm. If the phrase has consonants, little accents, and some percussive shape, it will slice better and sit with the drums more easily. If it's flat, you can still use it, but you'll need to lean harder on swing and timing. Next, warp it carefully. For spoken or rhythmic material, beats or complex are usually the best starting points. Beats is great when you want sharper transients. Complex can hold the body of a more broadcast-style sample. Get the main accent to land where it needs to land, but don't overquantize every syllable. That's the trap. If you flatten the life out of it, you lose the human pull that makes pirate radio material work so well in jungle and DNB. What to listen for here? The phrase should still sound spoken. If it starts sounding like a robotic cut-up before you've even sliced it, you've gone too far. Now think like a drummer. Slice the phrase into meaningful parts, not microscopic fragments. You do not need 20 tiny pieces. Usually 6 to 12 useful chops is plenty. Cut around consonants, word ends, and little attack moments. Leave a few tails. Leave a few gaps. Let the sample breathe. The idea is for the slices to answer the drum pattern. One chop might hit just before the snare. Another might drag over the backbeat. Another might act like a pickup into the next bar. That's how the transition starts to feel like part of the track's language instead of a random vocal layer. If you're testing ideas fast, Session View is great for experimenting with rhythm. If you want exact placement across the arrangement, Arrangement View gives you more control. Either way, the mindset is the same. Make the vocal behave like a groove element. Now bring in the jungle swing. This is where the transition really becomes DNB. You want the slices to live in the same pocket as the break. If the drums have a late, shuffled feel, nudge the vocal slices a little behind the grid, not wildly, just enough to make them breathe with the beat. Think tiny timing offsets, not sloppy drift. What to listen for now? The snare should still feel like the anchor. If the vocal starts stealing the backbeat, the groove loses its spine. In DNB, the transition should support the pocket, not fight it. A good advanced decision here is whether you want tighter club precision or looser jungle pressure. If your track is more neuro-leaning or very controlled, keep it tighter. If the break is part of an identity and you want old-school pirate energy, let it swing a little more and sit slightly behind the grid. Both are valid. The point is that the timing choice has to match the tune. Once the rhythm feels right, shape the tone with a simple stock device chain. EQ8 is your first move. High pass the low end, usually somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz, so the sample doesn't fight the sub. Then listen for any harshness around the upper mids and tame it if needed. That low mid cleanup is huge in DNB, because if the sample sits too thick in the 150 to 500 Hz zone, it can blur the snare body and the bass definition. Then add a bit of saturator, just enough to give it density and help it sit against the drums. If the sample is soft or a little weak, this can bring it forward without making it louder in a dumb way. Soft clip can help too if you want that pinned, urgent feel. Auto filter is great for movement. A low pass sweep into the drop, or a band pass motion for a radio interference kind of effect, can make the transition feel like it's opening up. And utility is your best friend for stereo control. If the sample is wide or messy, narrow it. In a lot of heavier DNB, the core slice line should be mono or near mono, especially close to the drop. Why this works in DNB is pretty simple. The drums and bass already occupy so much of the low end and center energy that your transition has to earn its place in the mid-range. If it's too wide, too thick, or too busy, it'll blur the impact instead of supporting it. Keep the center lane clean, and the whole drop hits harder. If you want more grime or motion, duplicate the sample and create a shadow layer. You can use grain delay very lightly, or a short tempo-locked echo, or even a filter duplicate pitched down a few semitones. This layer should feel like atmosphere or a menace underneath the main chop line. It is not supposed to become a second bleed, and here's a useful rule. Keep the main slices narrow and dry, then let the texture live in the tail or the response layer. That gives you control. The center stays punchy, and the movement sits around it instead of smearing it. Now place the phrase inside a proper arrangement. A strong move is to let the vocal slices answer the snare in the first bars, build a little more density in the middle, then clear some space right before the drop. That final gap is powerful. In dark DNB especially, silence or near silence for a moment can create more pressure than another busy fill. If you're working around 172 to 174 BPM, a 4-bar transition is often enough to do the job. For a second drop switch-up, an 8-bar version can work really well, especially if you change the slice density halfway through so it evolves instead of just repeating. At this point, check the sample with drums and bass together. This is where the truth comes out. If the bass line and the sample are living in the same low-mid range, thin the sample more or move the shadow layer higher. You want the sample to energize the section, not compete with the main bass story. What to listen for here? The snare should still be the strongest event in the bar unless you intentionally designed a fill moment. If the vocal slice is stealing that authority, the groove will feel weaker, even if the sample sounds cool on its own. Now automate with restraint. One or two moves is usually enough. A rising filter cutoff can build energy beautifully. A little reverb send in the final half bar can make the phrase feel like it opens out. A small lift in saturation can make the last hit harder. You do not need to automate everything. In fact, too many moving parts often makes the transition sound like a preset demo instead of a musical phrase. If the drop is already huge, keep the automation more subtle. Big drums need discipline. A transition that is slightly underplayed often lands harder than one that tries to do too much. Once the rhythm and tone are working, commit the idea. Print it, consolidate it, or resample it. This is an important workflow move in Ableton. When the edit is right, lock it in so you can stop endlessly tweaking micro-timing and start thinking like an arranger again. Then clean up clicks, tighten overlaps, and refine the edges. This is also a good moment to make versions. Keep a raw rhythmic pass, a tightened mix-safe edit, and maybe a darker or more degraded version for later in the tune. That way you're not endlessly mutating one clip and losing perspective. You're building options. That's how advanced arrangements stay efficient. Then test everything in three states: drums only, drums plus bass, and full drop context. If the sample only works in solo, it's probably not really working. The best transitions often feel almost too sparse on their own, but perfect in context. That's normal. In DNB, restraint is often what makes the energy feel bigger. If you want a darker or heavier result, here are a few smart moves. Let the sample behave more like percussion than a lead. Use filtered repetition instead of constant variation. Pitch a shadow layer down a little, but keep it out of the bass lane. And don't underestimate the power of a clean gap right before impact. That missing piece can create a lot of tension. You can also build the transition as a call and response. Tight, rhythmic chops in the first half, then a looser or more degraded answer in the second half. That works really well before a second drop, because it feels like the energy is widening without needing a brand new idea. So here's the core lesson. A pirate radio transition in DNB is not about slicing more. It's about slicing with purpose. Choose a phrase with rhythm inside it. Warp it just enough to stay musical. Slice it like a drummer would phrase a fill. Make it swing with the break. Keep the low mids under control. Protect the center. Use automation to enhance the story, not overwhelm it. And always check whether the snare still owns the backbeat. If you get that right, the transition stops feeling like a sample and starts feeling like arrangement language. Now I want you to try the practice exercise. Build one 4-bar transition using one vocal or radio sample, only stock Ableton devices, mostly mono, and no more than 8 meaningful slices. Make it rhythmic, make it swung, and end it with a clean gap or pickup into the drop. If you want the extra challenge, make 2 versions, one tighter and more DJ-friendly, one rougher and darker. Keep it clean. Keep it dangerous. And most importantly, make it feel like it belongs in the tune.